Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello, good evening. Thank you for returning the call. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yes, I will be voting.
Okay, definitely or just probably vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
41.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
I'm Indian.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10, okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied?
Could you repeat that?
Yes, no problem. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied? Yes, can you hear me okay?
I'm sorry. I would say dissatisfied.
Okay, dissatisfied. And what specifically makes you say that? In a few words.
I would say the policies around abortion.
Okay.
And I would say the economy.
Okay, no, thank you for your opinion. Just let me record that very fast. Thank you. And now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I will read you a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you. I have protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or the last three, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, or crime and violence?
Abortion and inflation.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job they are doing?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Sometimes.
Okay. Will you say not often or
not often?
Not very often. Okay. And how often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And will you say will you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer.
Okay. And is that somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Somewhat fewer.
And I would like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold, okay? And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one, Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100. How would you rate her?
70.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, from 0 to 100?
70.
Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero. Taylor Swift?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. The NAACP, from 0 to 100?
40. 40.
The next one, Ron DeSantis?
Zero.
Zero. Joe Biden?
60.
60. And the Democratic Party, in general, from 0 to 100?
50.
Thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Probably Cornel West.
If the elections were held today, okay? And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried?
I'm not worried.
Or not at all?
Not at all.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 70%. And thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each of
I'm sorry, I had to get going. I'm sorry, I can't answer any more questions, but hopefully I helped you a little bit.
Oh,
but I have to get going.
But are you sure we're at 70%? Maybe I may I call you back in a bit?
Yeah, you can call me back. Try
so
in an hour, okay?
So we can finish the survey. Okay, thank you so much for taking the call, and thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much. I will call you in an hour. Thank you.
That sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Come on, guys.